Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Nun Zayin. Don't forget to click the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to the upper part of Daf Nun Zayin, we'll notice two dots that appears a few lines from the top. The beginning of the line, HaBechor Nechal L'Kohanim. The Gemara will be focusing on the time allotment for the consumption of a Bechor. Bechor, the firstborn male animal kosher variety animals that are kosher as being offered as korbanos. That includes cows, sheep, and goats. When they bear a firstborn animal, it is offered it is given to the kohanim, and the kohanim bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a sacrifice. How much time does one have to eat for the bechor? So the Mishnah told us he has 2 days and the intervening night. From where do we know this? So we have a long source that appears at the beginning of today's shiur. The source is indicated by the frame around the lines of Gemara. Those lines that are contained within, in this case, a rather long framed section, is a Tanaic source. And we frame off Tanaic sources in order to set them apart and distinguish them from the rest of the Gemara literature. So the Braisa begins, Tan Rabbanan, Minayin lebechor shenechal lishnei yomim velaila. From where do we know that a bechor is allotted 2 days and an intervening night for its consumption? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, in the case of a bechor, Uvesorom yeloch kachazei hatnufa ukeshok hayomin. The meat of the bechor shall be for you as the chozeh and the shok. Chozeh, the shok, are parts of korbanos that are given to kohanim. Hikishu al kosuv the chozeh v'shok shoshlomim. The posuk is comparing the bechor to the chozeh and shok of a korban shlomim. Ma shlomim necholim l'shnei yomim v'layla echod. Just like a korban shlomim, one has 2 days and the intervening night to eat a korban shlomim. Af bechor nechal l'shnei yomim v'laylo echad. So too a bechor has that same amount of time. V'zu she'elo nishalo lefnei chachomim bekerem biyavne. The following is a question that was raised in front of the scholars in the yeshiva at Yavne. The term kerem is used to describe the yeshiva, because just like a vineyard, which is the translation of the word kerem, is set up or grows in rows and rows, so too the Talmidei Chachamim in Yavne sat in rows. So the following question was presented to the Chachamim in Yavne. Bechor lekamo nechal. How much time is allotted for the consumption of a bechor? Nene Rabbi Tarfon v'yomar l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. He answered, like we are accustomed to, 2 days and an intervening night. There was a young man, or a scholar, who appeared for the first time in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yossi Haglili Shmo. And he was the well-known Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Omar lo, Rabbi, minayin loch. Rabbi Yossi Haglili turned to Rabbi Tarfon and asked him, from where do you know that the Bechor is allotted 2 days and the intervening night for its consumption? Amalo, so we now have some geometric forms we want to take note of. Of course, the circled names are for simply highlighting who the speakers are. We have a no-say topic heading on the outside margin. And following that, we have a mivneh, a structural note. So let's glance for a moment at what we have written on the outside margin. Under the nosei heading, the topic of the sugya is Zman Achila Shel Bechor, Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Kiva, who will appear later, Shnei Yomim, you have 2 days, and Rabbi Yosef Glili, Yom Echad. He will argue that the Bechor is allotted just 1 day. We'll see a mivneh, the structure, with triangles will appear, and as you scan down the page, you'll notice how the triangles, first of all, they appear in different directions, and at a certain point, the triangle that appears will have a colored in tip. So what is going on? So we call this a ma'akav in our note on the outside margin. Ma'akav means an attempt to keep track of the discussion. Ta'anoysof shel Rabbi Tarfon, with the point of the triangle pointing upwards. Those will be Rabbi Tarfon's claims. And with the point facing down, Ta'anoysof shel Rabbi Yosef Glili. In effect, Rabbi Yosef Glili's responses to what Rabbi Tarfon claims. We'll then notice the triangle takes on a colored tip approach. That is a function of Rabbi Akiva replacing Rabbi Tarfon in the discussion that follows, and Rabbi Tarfon will be offering explanations in attempt to argue for the position of 2 days for the consumption of the Bechor. So those will be what we've called Shivoisos Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Akiva's responses to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Turning now to the continuation of the source, Rabbi Yosef Glili just raised the question to Rabbi Tarfon, where do you know that there are 2 days for the consumption of the Bechor? So Omar Lo, the triangle that we're seeing now with the point facing us, is Rabbi Tarfon responding. Bini, my son, Shlomim Kodshim Kalim, Bechor Kodshim Kalim. Shlomim and Bechor are both of the light level sanctity. When viewing the sacrifices, there are two general categories, Kodshei Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim. Kodshei Kodshim are the higher level sanctity, which includes things like a Chatos and an Osham, and the Bechor falls into the category of Kodshim Kalim, the lighter level sanctity. Ma Shlomim Necholim Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echad, Af Bechor Nechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echad. Just like the Shlomim, which is a Kodshim Kalim, has 2 day eating time for it, so too the Bechor, which is a Kodshim Kalim, should have a 2 day eating time period. Amar Lo Rebbe means Rabbi Yosef Glili says back, Rebbe, he says, my master, addressing Rabbi Tarfon. Bechor Matona L'Koyin V'Chatos V'Yosham Matona L'Koyin. Unlike a shlomim, which is basically eaten by the owner, a bechor is a gift given entirely to the kohen, and we know that a chatas and osham are sacrifices that are eaten exclusively by the kohanim. So the bechor is paralleled to the chatas and osham, as far as Rabbi Yosi Aglili is concerned. And he continues, ma chatas v'osham leyoim v'layla, just like a chatas and osham, which we described as a maton al kohen, have a mere 1 day eating time assigned to it, namely the day that it's slaughtered and the following night, and that's it. Af Bechor liyom v'layla, so too it stands to reason that the Bechor, which is also a matan l'koyin, should have the same amount of time as the Chatas and Osham. Omar lo, so Rabbi Tarfon responds, nidoin davar mi davar v'nilma davar mi davar. Let us try to determine and compare like things. Shlomim ein bo'an al-chet, Af Bechor eino bo alchet. A shlomim is a sacrifice that does not come as a result of one having committed a sin, and so to the Bechor, it's a firstborn, it has nothing to do with one having committed a sin. Ma shlomim echolim shnei yom v'layla echad, just like the shlomim has a 2 day time period, the shlomim being a non sin related carbon has a 2 day time period. Af Bechor, which is also a non sin related carbon, ne'achal shnei yom v'layla echad, has likewise, it stands to reason, has a 2 day time period. Omar lo, Rebbe, nidoin davar midavar, v'nilma davar midavar. Yosef Glili responding to Rabbi Tarfon using the same license. He says, well, let's in fact compare like things. Chatos v'osham matona l'koyin, u'bechor matona l'koyin. The chatos and osham, as we saw Rabbi Yosi Aglili argued before, are at Chadas Oshim and Bechor all considered gifts to the kohen. Ma chatas roshem ain boim benedir unedava, and just like a chatas and roshem are not things that come as voluntary offerings, namely neder and nedava, different types of voluntary offerings. Af b'chor eino b'neder unedava. So to a b'chor is not something that comes through voluntary means. Rather, it's a function of the birth of a firstborn. Ma chatas v'yoshem necholim liyoyim v'laylo, af v'laylo echod, just like a chatas and oshem, which are non-voluntary offerings, have a one-day time period. Af b'chor nechal liyoyim v'laylo echod. So to the b'chor, which is a non-voluntary type offering, should have a one-day time period for its consumption. Kofas Rabbi Akiva v'nistalik Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva now enters the picture as seemingly as a result of Rabbi Tarfon not having a response. The Gemara says, Rashi says, in explaining the word nistalik, nistalik generally means was removed, but Rashi says nishtatik, he became silent. So Rabbi Akiva takes over the position of Rabbi Tarfon. Omar lo, Rabbi Akiva now is the speaker. He said, and he's going to argue for the two-day approach. Harehu Omer uvesarom yeloch. There's a pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches pasuk Yudches. You can see that we've included this on this inside margin of the Gemara, where it says in the context of the Bechor, it says uvesarom yeloch kachazei atenufa ukeshok hayamin lecho yihyeh. So in this pasuk you have the pasuk is in the topic of b'chor, and the b'chor is being compared to kachazei hatnufa ukesho kayamim. The chof is a letter indicating a comparison, or in our case we'll call it a hekish. Hekishon hakosuv lechoze v'shoik shel shlomim. The Torah is comparing the b'chor to the choze v'shoik, these are the limbs of a korban shlomim that are given to the kohen. So the Torah is comparing the bechor to those limbs. Ma shlomim necholim the shnei yomim v'layla echad, just like the time period allotted for a shlomim in general and the chozav ishok specifically is a 2-day time period for eating af bechor nechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. And we might add that there's a rule when you are learning something through a hekish, one doesn't attempt to question it, even though one may have logical questions to raise. We have a rule, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. Omar Lo, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ironically, in light of what we just said, he does raise a question. However, it's not a question based, it's not a logical issue or a way to undo the Hekesh, but rather he presents an alternative Hekish. He says, "Ato hikishosu lechazav shok shel shlomim." You, Rabbi Akiva, claim that the bechor is compared to the chazav shok of a korban shlomim to give you a 2-day time period. Vani makisha lechazav shok shel toida. I choose to compare the bechor to the chazav shok of a korban toida. Korban toida is a type of sacrifice, but it has a 1-day time period for its consumption. Ma toida nechelis liyoyim v'layla, af b'chor nechal liyoyim v'layla. By the way, Tosus points out that by comparing it to the toda, you're suggesting a stringency. In other words, you're limiting the time for its consumption. That represents a chumrah. And when you have a choice of what to be makish something to, the Gemara in other locations says, kula v'chumra, l'chumra makshinan. We would compare it to the chumra. Amalo, Rabbi Akiva responds, and he says, you're right. You're right with regard to the issue of being makish, the b'chor to something. We will be makish it to the toda, and we will derive information from the toda to the b'chor, namely that the toda, which is a 1-day, which you have 1 day in which to eat it, so too by the b'chor we will be accounting for. And here I have to be very, very careful with how to present this. But we're saying that from the Toda I will learn to the Bechor, just like the Toda has a one-day time period. We will account for one of the days that one has to eat a bechor from the Todah. However, I'm going to go further, says Rabbi Akiva. So here we go in the source. Omar lo, we should take note, by the way, of the fact that this has a, this triangle has a little base accompanying it. A few lines up, we had the colored in triangle of Rabbi Akiva with an aleph accompanying it. We will need to refer to the aleph and base later on. Suffice it to say that the first statement of Rabbi Akiva had us comparing the Bechor to the Chazav Ashok of Shlomim. At this stage, we have Rabbi Akiva acknowledging that the Bechor is to be compared to the Chazav Ashok of a Todah. However, Rabbi Akiva is not backing down from the final halacha of 2 days. Let's see how he gets to that. Omar lo, Rabbi Akiva says, Harehu Omer, uvesaram yeloch. That's at the beginning of the pasuk. She'ein tamud lomar l'choyeh. This expression, you can see, is at the end of the pasuk. A seemingly extra expression. Because the beginning of the pasuk, you're telling us that the meat shall be to you, to the kohanim. Why at the end of the pasuk do you have this expression of l'choyeh? It's an extra, that it shall be unto you. But you already said it shall be unto the kohanim. Uma tamud lomar l'choyeh. So what's the role of the expression at the end of the pasuk? The Torah is adding another havaya. Havaya be, let's say, another experience with regard to a bechor. So, what is Rabbi Kiva suggesting? That, in fact, there is a comparison between the Chazav Ashok of the Todah to the, we'll say, the Chazav Ashok of the Bechor, but it really is a reference to the entire time period for eating the Bechor. That accounts for 1 day. However, by the Bechor, there's another pasuk, there's an extra expression, L'choyeh, which adds another day to the Achilas Bechor. Hence, even though there is a comparison to the from the Todah to the Bechor, nevertheless, it doesn't stop there, and Rabbi Kiva does get to 2 days through the Pasuk of L'choyeh. Ufshinemru Devorim Lifnei Rabbi Shmuel. When this was told to Rabbi Shmuel, namely that Rabbi Kiva agreed with the Hekish to Todah, in other words, with Rabbi Akiva agreeing with Rabbi Yosef Glili in saying that you are to compare the Bechor to the Todah, Rabbi Shmuel responded and said, Omar Lohen, Rabbi Shmuel said to the students, Tzu v'imru lo l'Akiva, go instruct Rabbi Akiva, Toisa, you made a mistake. Todah mehechon lomda, the halachas concerning Achilas Todah, from where was Todah learned? Mishlomim. The Todah was derived from Shlomim. What do we mean by that? Well, we're talking about the Chazav Ashok of a Todah. How do you know that a Todah has a Chazav Ashok? Chazav Ashok is not written in the Torah by a Korban Todah. Chazav Ashok is written by a Shlomim. The Todah is compared to a Shlomim. And now you want the Todah to turn around and teach me to the Bechor? That we cannot allow. Why not? Let's go on in the source. After saying that the Todah is learned from a Shlomim, v'chidover halomei behekish, can it be a Todah, which is something learned through a Hekish to Shlomim, choyzer umalameid Behekish, can it turn around, it, namely the Bechor, the Todah, turn around and teach me to the Bechor? Ha'ein olecho lidon b'loshen achron. Rabbi Yishmael says that you, Rabbi Akiva, should not have learned like your second approach, the Bayes approach, where you conceded to Rabbi Yossi Aglili to make a comparison or a hekish between Todah and Bechor, elo b'loshon rishon. Rather, you should have stuck to your first approach, the Aleph approach, namely where you compared the Bechor to the Chazav Ashok of the Shlomim. Rabbi Ishmael, hi l'choye my ovid lei. Rabbi Ishmael, what does he do with the posuk or the extra expression of l'choye, which we saw Rabbi Akiva use after he acknowledged the hekesh between Toda and Bechor? Rabbi Ishmael, who disagrees with that, so what does he do with the expression of l'choye? Answer: Limeid al Bechor Bamum shu matana l'koyin. The expression of L'choye is a special instruction that a Bechor that becomes blemished, that too, even though it's blemished and it won't be offered as a sacrifice, when a Yisrael has a Bechor Ba'amum in his herd, he is to give that to the Kohen as well, as a gift. It will be for the personal consumption of the Kohen without it being brought as a sacrifice. Rabbi Akiva Yolif Le Mibesoram. Rabbi Akiva learns the idea of a Bechor Balmum as well, in addition to a regular non-blemished Bechor that's given to a Kohen, so too a blemished Bechor is given to the Kohen. He learns that from the plural expression that we saw in the Pasuk above, from Bamidbar Yudches, Pasuk Yudches, Ubisarom Yeloch. Psarm is a plural expression. Chad Tam, V'chad Ba'amum. The flesh of, whether it be an unblemished one or a Ba'amum, a blemished one. They are both given to a Kohen. For Bishmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel say with regard to Besarim? He used L'choye to teach about the Bechor Ba'amum. What does he do with the fact that the word Besarim appears in a plural? So he says that doesn't teach me necessarily about a Ba'amum. It says, Mi Besarim dehanoch Bechoros ko'omar. The plural expression is, like we alluded to at the very beginning of this today's shiur, that Besarim, Bechoros come from different kinds of animals, from cows, sheep, and goats. So the expression Besorim Yeloch means the flesh of firstborn cows, the flesh of firstborn sheep and of goats, those are given to the Kohen. So the Besorim is a plural expression, but not including necessarily a Baal Mum, but rather simply including different types of kosher type animals that are fit for korbanos. The firstborn of them are given to Kohanim. Before we go further, let us make a reference to a couple of things that we have written on the side of the Gemara. First of all, we have a little chart that you can see under our Mivneh heading, that in this case appears in the inside margin. Usually our structural notes appear in the outside margin, but in this case it's a little bit crowded, so we've used the inside margin. Under the Mivneh heading, which we will get to momentarily, you'll notice a little chart. And we've regarded this as part of the question, Ha'im nitan lumoid zman achilas bechor meha dechazav v'shoik shel toido nechal liyoy mechad. Can we learn that? Can we learn any element of the time allotted for bechor consumption from information that we would derive from the chazav v'shoik of a toda, which is eaten only for one day? So on our little chart we have a reference down the outside column. You can see Shlomim Toidin Bechor. What is the information that we know with regard to a Korban Shlomim? So we know that by a Korban Shlomim there is a Chosav Ashok. That's information that's written by the Korban Shlomim. There's a little arrow pointing down. Chosav Ashok Lo Kosiv Bo. That's a reference to the Toda. You can see it's on the line that's introduced by a Toda. So the information or the knowledge of a Chosav Ashok by a Korban Toda, that's information that's derived from a Shlomim. There's another piece of information that is pertinent, that's not derived from something else, but is written by the Toda itself. That, namely, Toda Yom Echad. We have written on our little chart, Yom Echad Kosuv Bo. That you have one day to eat the Toda, that's information that's inherent to the Bechor, to the Toda, not derived from something else. then we attempted to use that information, the achila of Yom Echad, from a Torah, and to teach me that the Bechor has one day for eating as well. We're not saying it's limited to one day, but at least one of the days that one has to eat a Bechor is accounted for from it being derived from a Korban Todah. This is all leading up to a sugya called Heimenu V'Dover Achir. Before we go further, let's glance at what we have entitled the Nosei in our outside margin. There's a Nosei with a Hemshech, meaning this is a continuation of the topic. The Gemara will soon be raising a question, B'mai Komifligi Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. What is the basis of the machlokus between Rabbi Akiva, who was willing to accept Rabbi Yossi Aglili's hekish between Bechor and Todah, and Rabbi Shmuel, who said you cannot learn from the Todah to Bechor? We also must preface that L'chulei Alma, everyone agrees that when you have a string of information, I'm going to try to determine, let us say, information concerning topic C from topic B, when topic B itself was derived from topic A. We saw in the source the concept, and this is a topic we've dealt with often already in our Limud of Zvochin, that a Dover Halomei Behekish, if B is learned from A through a Hekish, Eino Chozum Lamei Behekish. Information from point B cannot turn around and teach me to point C through another Hekish. That, of course, is a restriction when you're in the realm of Kochim, which we are. Let's continue with our note. We have the note entitled Nosei Hemshech, B'mai Komifligi Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. What are they arguing about? Rabbi Akiva Sover. Rabbi Akiva holds, Denitan Lilmod Bechor Michozav Eshok Shel Toidah Denechal Yom Echad Behekish. Rabbi Akiva holds, you are able to learn information concerning the Bechor from the Chozav Eshok of a Todah that had one day for its eating. We are going to point out that afterwards we're moisif another day to the Bechor from the expression of L'cha Yiyeh that we have in the Pasuk. However, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's quite all right to derive information for the Bechor from the Chozav Eshok of a Korban Todah. Rabbi Shmuel Cholek V'toyin De'i'ef Sher Lilmod Bechor Mitodah Behekish. Rabbi Shmuel says you cannot learn anything from Todah to the Bechor. The Todah Atzmo Nilmad Mehekish L'Shlamim. The Todah itself is a topic that was learned from or through a Hekish from Shlomim. The Dover Halomei Behekish, something that's learned through a Hekish, namely the Todah, Eino Chozer Umalami Behekish to the Bechor. Continuing in our note on the outside margin, Rabbi Kiva Oine, he answers, the Todah Nilmad Mishlomim Rak Legabi Chozer Veshok. The fact that a Todah is viewed as derived from a Shlomim, that's only with regard to the Chozav Eshok aspect, that just like a Shlomim has a tithe given from it to the Kohen, namely the Chozav Eshok, so too a portion of the Korban Todah is given to the Kohen, namely the Chozav Eshok. Avol, Zman Achila Kosuv B'Todah Atzmoi, the amount of time for eating the Todah, that's not derived information, that's inherent information, inherent to the Todah itself. Uprat zu eino nilmad behekish. That detail is not learned through a hekish. As we said, that's local information, that's information within the Bechor, it's within the Todah itself. V'lochein yochol l'lame l'Bechor. Therefore, it's a one-step limud from Todah to Bechor. And of course, as far as getting to another day for the Bechor consumption, that's from the L'cho Yiyeh, which adds Havaya, an additional Havaya. Rabbi Shmuel Sover, Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, holds, B'chol zois achilas chozav v'shoik shel toida li'yom echad, the phenomenon of one day for eating chazav v'shok of a todah, that he looks at as a package deal, so to speak, as a singular entity. Have he menu v'davar acher. That's the expression that we use for this particular limud. He menu v'davar acher. That some information is learned from it, and some information is from the outside. V'nechshav adayin davar halomi behekish. He, Rabbi Yishmael, still views it, even though it's a topic that has compound information in it, two pieces of information. He looks at it as a single entity, and therefore the todah, which is something that is derived, albeit in part, from the Shlomim, but once it is a derived element, it no longer can turn around and teach me to the Bechor, based on the principle of Dovran Lomid Behekesh, Einu Chozim Lomid Behekesh. Rabbi Kiva, Cholek, Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Ein Zen Nechshav Hekesh. He doesn't look at it as a package deal, as a singular, as multiple pieces of information fusing into one entity. Rather, he says it's not a simple hekesh. The legabi zman achila, because regarding the issue of time consumption, shu no say halimud mitoda lebchor, which is the topic that I'm trying to learn from the toda to the bechor, the issue of time allotment. That's written in the Toda itself. That's not derived information. So therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, when you have something that's heimenu v'davar acher, you have something that is made up of two pieces of information. If one of those two pieces of information is local or inherent, I have a right to learn that information to a new topic, to an additional topic, even though the teacher of the information has other points in it that were in fact derived from something else. But that does not make this, we'll call it the middle element, a simple davar halomi behekesh eino chozer umalami behekesh. With that introduction in mind, we'll now go on in the Gemara, and as we do turn to the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Let's pick up the Gemara line before that. B'mai komiflegi mar sovar Rabbi Shmuel holds heimenu v'dover acher havei hekesh. The toda, which is we're describing it as compound information. You have what of it. You have the what is eaten. In this case, we're talking about the chazav v'shok and the time, which is the one day. Rabbi Shmuel holds that kind of thing, the heimenu v'dover acher, this type of thing that's compound information, part of which was derived from a previous source, is havei hekesh, is viewed as a hekesh, and therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, the toda cannot turn around and teach me further on to something else, in this case, the bechor. Omar Savar, Rabbi Kiva holds, lo havei hekesh, that this kind of thing, the toda, which is contains compound information, since part of the information, especially the part that I need, is written by it itself, by the toda itself, and it is not, the issue of time is not derived information, it can teach over from toda to bechor. We have a crown marking, and also an indication of Roman numeral number 1 in the space to the right-hand side of the Gemara. This is explained under our Mivneh heading. We see the expression Bishlamo Lamanda Omar, and you'll notice that the word Bishlamo is surrounded by this frame marking, and another one will appear in the second line from the top on Amud Beis. Things will work out well according to the Manda Omar that Heimenu V'Dover Acher Lo Havi Hekesh. In other words, we'll see other topics in which you have a similar setup of compound information being taught on to a third step. We'll explain each case as we go along. But suffice it to say that at first glance, the Rabbi Akiva approach, the Heimen of Devacher, is not considered a Hekish, would create a smoother situation. In general, or as far as an overview is concerned, Roman numeral number 1 will deal with the topic of the Matnos Dam, the blood sprinklings that take place on Yom Kippur in the Heichal. After the Kohen Gadol did the blood sprinklings of the cow and goat offering in the Holy of Holies in the Kodesh Kodashim, he then exited the Kodesh Kodashim and continued to do sprinklings of the cow and goat offerings in the Heichal as well. That's the first topic. And then on Omer Beis we'll have a topic concerning the loaves of, we'll call it bread, the loaves of bread that were brought as part of a Korban Todah. Information concerning those loaves is going to be the topic of the Gemara, as it being derived information from the Shtei Alechem. We'll, of course, get into the details when we get there. Turning to our Gemara, 4 lines from the bottom, Bishlamo Lamandi Omar Lo Havi Hekish, according to Rabbi Kiva that says, Heimenu V'dover Acher is not classified as a Hekish, and hence if I have a middle piece of information that part of it was derived from previous information but part of it was inherent, that can turn around and teach me an additional step to something else. With that, Ahainu Dichtiv, we can understand what was written in the context of Yom Kippur. Before we read the Gemara itself, it will probably be of significant benefit for us to take advantage of the little chart that we have in the inside margin. You see a little Roman numeral number 1 next to an abbreviated expression, Kuv Kuv Kodesh Kodashim. And if you skip down a little bit, you'll see a Roman numeral number 2 indicating Heichal Nilmad Mikodesh Kodashim. The blood sprinklings in the Heichal were learned from the Kodesh Kodashim. So turning to the Roman numeral number 1, Kodesh Kodashim, what took place? So we know that there was a cow and goat offering whose blood was sprinkled in the Kodesh Kodashim. And they had a very unique method of being sprinkled. There was one motion made in the upward, we'll say, and 7 that followed below it, downward. For our purposes, it's enough to talk about Lamala and Lamata. As far as the details of it and how the hand was positioned, etc., that's discussed in Maseches Yuma. For our purposes, suffice to say that there's something called Achas Lamala, one upward thrust of the finger, sprinkling the blood, and 7 downward motions, achas lamalo and sheva lamata. These took place by the par and the sawyer. It's also noteworthy that they took place in the Kodesh Kodashim, in the inner sanctum, and they took place in the Heichal as well, with regard to the Zrikas Adam on the Poroches, the curtain separating the Kodesh HaKodashim from the Kodesh. Let's look at our little diagram first. We notice in the outside column on the right, par, and then under that, soyer. When the Torah teaches about these sprinklings, the achas lamala and sheva lamata, on the par line it says, loksiv, namely the Torah does not have an explicit reference to achas lamala in the case of the par. So how do you know there's achas lamala by the par? That's derived from the par being compared to the so'ir, which you can see on the chart right under that, kosuv. The achas lamala is written by the so'ir. The opposite is the case with regard to the sheva lamata. So if you look on our chart, on the par line, you see under the with regard to the column headed sheva lamata, the 7 downward sprinklings, that is kosuv. It's written in the Torah by the par. How about by the soyer? Well, that is lo kosuv. It's not written. It's derived from the par. So we've summarized under that chart, number one, lamala de par, nilmad mi soyer. And number two, lamata de soyer, nilmad mi par. We also indicate that the heichal is nilmad from the Kiddush Kadoshim. There is room to raise a question: how do you categorize the number one? How do you categorize lamala de par in the heichal? So let's think about that for a moment. Lamala de par in the Kiddush Kadoshim, that itself was derived from the Soyer. Now, lamala de par in the heichal, how should I know anything about that? Well, if you want to learn lamala de par in the heichal from the lamala de par in the Kiddush HaKadoshim, you would have at a very superficial glance, you would have a dover halomid behekish, and then it's chozer malamid behekish, which we know is not acceptable. Maybe we should say that again. The information concerning the par itself was derived from the Soyer. If I'm now going to take the information that I know about the par in the Kiddush HaKadoshim and learn that to the Heichal, then I'm in effect doing this Dovar Lomei Behekesh, Chozer Malamei Behekesh. And Lamaisa, practically speaking, we know, in fact, that we do learn the dinim of the Heichal from the dinim of the Kiddush HaKadoshim. So how can that possibly take place? It must be because when you look at the par, only part of the par information is derived from something else, namely the achas lamala. However, the sheva lamata, which also takes place in the Heichal, that is written inherent to the par, locally. That's not derived information. So if I have something that only part of which is derived, whereas the other part of the information is not derived, but rather is inherent, that kind of topic can teach me, can serve as a source of information for an additional topic. In this case, the additional topic will be the Zrikas Hadam in the Heichal. So let's take a look at the Gemara. Bishlamo leman diomar lo havehekesh. According to the Mandarim of the opinion, namely Rabbi Akiva, that holds, Heimenu v'dova acher is not viewed as a routine hekesh. Hainu dichtiv v'chein yaseh le'oil moed. The posuk, in effect, is makish. This posuk, v'chein yaseh le'oil moed, compares the oil moed, the heichal, to the Kiddush HaKadoshim. Keshem shemaze lefnei lefim, just like in the inner sanctum, achas lamala v'sheva lamata midam hapar, kach maze beheichal, so too you shall do in the heichal, a achas lamala v'sheva lamata of the par. Ukeshem shelefnei lefnim achas lamala v'sheva lamata midam hasoyer, kach maze beheichal, so too he shall do in the heichal. So as we said before, if you focus on the case of the par, we know that in the Kiddush HaKadoshim there was Achas Lamala and Sheva Lamata. Can I learn from that to the Matnas Dam of the par in the Heichal? So we say, you are the Pasuk. In fact, we do learn that. And how can we do that? Is it not so that the par is a Dover Halomei Behekish? Well, only part of it is lamei behekish, namely only the achas lamala of the par is learned from hekish, but the sheva lamata is not learned from hekish. That's written explicitly by the par itself. So there's no problem whatsoever of learning from the par in the Kiddush HaKadoshim to the par treatment in the Heichal. And the same thing is true with regard to the Sawyer. So all's fine and good if you hold that Heimenu V'Dover Acher is not viewed as a simple Hekish. Continuing in the Gemara, El Olaman Diomar Have Hekish, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that it is viewed as a Hekish, in other words, he looks at something as a package deal, namely, if the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, part of it is derived through a Hekish, namely, the Achas Lamala aspect is derived through a Hekish, it becomes labeled as a Dover Halomei B'Hekish. Not paying any attention to the fact that some of the information, namely the Sheva Lamata, is written inherent to the par itself. That doesn't matter. The fact that part of it is derived through a Hekish gives it the label of a Dover Halomei B'Hekish. So how in the world can we then learn from the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the way we'll deal with the par in the Heichal? So in the Gemara, Elo Lamandomar Have Hekish, my equal the Meimar. How is it that we're learning the Matnas Dam of the par in the Heichal from the way it was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Gemara has two answers. Number one, Mekoymois hu degamri mehadodi. To appreciate this, the best thing for us to do is to learn the Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Mekoymois hu degamri mehadodi. Literally, places are learned one from the other. The ein ze korui choizuman bebehekish. The behekish kamo behemos iskish. There was an initial hekish, an initial comparison between animals. We mentioned this before, that the par was derived from the Sawyer with regard to the Achas Lamala. We saw that the Sawyer was derived from the par with regard to the Sheva Lamata. So that's one aspect. I don't want to use the word stage because that would then confuse us with what we said before. But there's one, we'll call it, in one separate hekish between animals, whereby when the day is done, the par and the sawyer are treated with the same number and same types of sprinklings. Ubehekesha basro mekoimos iskush. And in the other separate hekish, places are compared one to the other, namely the heichal is compared to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Avol gabi toida ubechor, but with regard to the topic that we were coming off of, where Rabbi Yishmael held you could not determine bechor from the toida, there it's different. Chozeh v'shok shel bechor huksha latoida. The chozeh v'shok of the bechor was being compared to the toida. V'hi atzma, the toida itself, lemeida mishlamim behekish. That, as far as Rabbi Shmuel, that was not acceptable. However, here you have two separate hekeshim taking place, creating a difference and hence a situation of allowance to make this limud. There's another approach that the Gemara suggests. Viboy Seima, the reason by Yom Kippur I'm able to derive the Zrikas Adam in the Heichal from the Kodesh Kodashim is because Chutz Mipnim Bechad Zimna Gomir. Chutz in this case is the Heichal, the Pnim is the Kodesh Kodashim, was learned in one shot. The Rashi at the top says, and thusly it appears in Maseches Yoma, klomar nihi nami dehekish mekoymos kehekish behemos. Granted that the hekish, the comparison of places, is like the comparison of animals. Hoyel vehekish behemos tzorech pnim hu afilu hachi lo domi lahu deliel. Nevertheless, even though the hekish of the animals was really for the purpose of comparing the places, it's nevertheless not like the case of the toda and the bechor. The ilu hechal kula milsaboy lemelaf mipnim. with regard to the Heichal, every aspect of the Heichal is needed to be derived from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Va'aydi denitan hekish lidrash bedvarim hamufuroshim bifnim. And since the Hekish is available to learn those things that are explicit in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, namely the Achas Lemala of the Sawyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is learned to the Heichal. The Sheva Lamata of the Par that takes place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is learned through a one-stage Hekish to the Heichal. Rashi goes on to give these examples. Kamo Lamata Bepar, Lamala Besoyer. Nidrash Vim Nilmad Bevasachas. Ubo. In one shot it's learned. That's a one-stage Hekish. Afma Shelomad Bifnim Behekish Imo. So too, that which is learned from a Hekish with regard to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that is, at the same time, I am including the Matnestam of the Heichal as well. So that it's not really a two-stage Hekish. There's a one-stage Hekish of the Heichal to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whether it be for the information that's explicit or the information that's derived seemingly through a Hekish. But what we are saying is that just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, for example, the Achas Lamata of the Par is derived through a Hekish, at the same time that you're learning Achas Lamata of the Par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you are also simultaneously learning Achas Lamata of the Par with regard to the Heichal. And not as we suggested before, that first we establish the number, the Achas Lamata of the Par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then as a second stage we go and learn to the Achas Lamata of the Par in the Heichal. Not so, but rather at the same time that you're learning about the existence of an Achas Lamata of the Par, that limud, that revelation applies simultaneously to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal. With that, we understand that Rabbi Shmuel can stick to his position that Heimenu v'dov acher is considered a Hekish, and hence you cannot learn from the Toidah to the Bechor. But with regard to the Matnas Dam of Yom Kippur in the Heichal, that I am able to derive from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Continuing in the Gemara, with a second Bishlamah, Bishlamah Domar Lohave Hekish, things will work out well according to Rabbi Kiva that holds Heimenu v'dov acher is not viewed as a routine Hekish. Hainu Dichtiv, with that we can understand information concerning the loaves, the chalos of a korban Torah. Before we learn the Gemara itself, we will derive a certain amount of benefit by investing in some of our introductory information. So in the outside margin, we have a nosei. Eich loimdin de matzah shebetoida have a yud or asora isoron. A word of introduction regarding the korban todah. The korban todah was a korban that was made up of some loaves that were chometz and some loaves that were non-chometz, or more commonly referred to as matzah. The korban todah had a total of 40 loaves, 10 of which were chometz, 30 of which were matzah. However, the amount of dough dedicated for the preparation of the matzah and the preparation of the chometz loaves was the same amount. It just would turn out that way, that the any given loaf of chometz of the korban todah was in effect three times larger than any given loaf of the matzah. The same amount of dough, namely 10 isoron of dough, was dedicated for the chometz loaves, for the 10 chometz loaves, and the same 10 isoron, same quantities, 10 isoron of dough was dedicated to the preparation of the matzah, the 30 matzah loaves. The question that we will be grappling with is, how do you know that the matzah part of the Korban Todah is produced through 10 Isaron? How do you know that 10 Isaron was dedicated to the matzah loaves of the Korban Todah? Let us glance at a little scheme or diagram that we have on the inside margin. The top line says Shnei HaLechem. The Shnei HaLechem was part of a Korban that was brought on Shavuos. The Shnei HaLechem just so happened to be made of chometz, two chometz loaves. The Shnei HaLechem was prepared from a total of two Isaron, and that accounts for Isaron Lechala. Each loaf, each one of the two loaves, had an Isaron quantity of dough. The Shnei HaLechem teaches me concerning the Chometz Shebetoda. What does the Shtei Alechem teach me? So first of all, let's make a general statement about the Chometz Shebetoda. So we've noted the Chometz Shebetoda equals Asora Chalois, Dahave Asora Isoron. The Chometz Shebetoda had 10 loaves. The 10 loaves accounts for a total of 10 Isoron. How do we get to that information, though? So, Aleph, Eser Chalos Havi Heimenu. The existence of 10 loaves by the Korban Todah, that's not derived information. That's inherent information. That's written in the Torah with regard to the Chometz loaves themselves. Point Beis, Isaron Lechala. The idea that an individual loaf is made of one Isaron, Havi Dover Acher, the Nilmad Mehekish L'Shnei Alechem. That point of information is learned from the Todah being compared to the Shnei Alechem. So if by the Shnei Alechem we know that each loaf had one Isaron, so too by the Todah I know that an individual loaf has one Isaron. But now if I put two and two together, so to speak, if I know that the Chometz Shebetoda, a singular loaf, is made of one Isaron, and I know that there were 10 loaves, that being inherent information, I come out with the following fact, that the Chometz Shebetoda is made of a total of 10 Isaron. In other words, 10 Isaron is dedicated to the production of the Chometz Shebetoda. What about the amount of dough dedicated to the matzah? So we notice that the next stage, with a little arrow pointing down to the third stage, matzah Shebetoda equals 10 Isronis. And how do I know that? V'nilmad behekish michometz. That I learned from the fact that the matzah loaves of the Korban Todah are compared, in terms of total quantity of dough, are compared to the chometz section of the Todah. So if you say that Heimenu V'dover Acher is a legitimate hekish, and does not fall under the category of Dover HaLamid Behekish, Chosu Umalamid Behekish. Therefore, with comfort, I am able to derive that Chometz Shebetoda has 10 Isaron dedicated to it. And how is that? Because the Chometz Shebetoda, which was the previous immediate stage, although some of the information by the Chometz Shebetoda was in fact learned from the Shtei Alechem, that does not create a sense of what we call a package deal, making the Chometz Shebetoda an item learned through a Hekish. To the contrary, since part of the information of the Korban of the Chometz Shebetoda was inherent information and not derived, I am given license to learn from the Chomish Shabbat Torah to the Matzah Shabbat Torah. That is all fine and good according to Rabbi Akiva's approach. However, according to Rabbi Yishmael, how are we to understand, or how are we to derive Ten Isaron for the Matzah Shabbat Torah? Turning to the Gemara inside. Second line from the top. Bishlamo, from the top of Omid Beis. Bishlamo lamando omar lo havi hekesh. According to Rabbi Akiva, who held that Heimenu v'dover acher is not classified as a routine hekesh, Hainu dichtiv, with that I understand that which it says by the Shtei HaLechem. There's a pasuk by the Shtei HaLechem. It says, Mimoshvoisechem toviu lechem tenufa. She'ein Talmud lomer toviu. The word toviu is, on a simple, superficial level, unnecessary. Ma Talmud lomer toviu. So why does the Torah insert this word? It tells me, kol sha'ato mevi mimokom acher hare hu kaze. Any other place that you will be producing chometz loaves, they shall be like this. Ma lahalon isaron lechala, just like over there by the Shtei HaLechem, there was one isaron per loaf. Afkan, so too by the chometz Shabbat Torah, there will be isaron lechala. I ma lahalon shnei esroinim. If by just like by the Shtei HaLechem there was a total of two isaron, af kan shnei esroinim. Are you going to suggest by the Chomesh Shabbat Torah it also should be a total of two isaron? Talmud lomar tiena. From this drusha from tiena, I learn not so, that the Chomesh Shabbat Torah in fact will be 10 isaron. Once we've established that by the Shtei HaLechem it's one isaron per loaf, and I know by the Chometz Shabbat Torah that there are 10 loaves, and that we're going to associate with this limud of Tihena, I therefore know that there is a total of 10 isaron for the Chometz Shabbat Torah. V'lo madnu asor l'chometz. Asor, I know that there are 10 isaron for the Chometz. Asora lematzah minayin, 10 isaron for the matzah section of the Korban Torah. From where do I know that? Talmud lomar al chalas lechem chometz. Neged chometz hovei matzah. From this posuk, I am in effect comparing the chometz, the matzah loaves, to the chometz loaves. So for whatever amount I used for the chometz, use the same amount for producing the matzah loaves. It comes out that chometz, which is a something that's learned as a hemenu v'dover acher, the chometz is turning around and teaching me to the matzah. Let's just go over the point again. How is it that we're classifying the chometz loaves as heimenu v'dover acher? So the idea that each loaf of the chometz was made of one isaron, that in fact is learned from a hekesh to the Shtei HaLechem. However, to give me 10 isaron, namely that there are 10 loaves by the chometz, that's inherent information. So once I established that the chometz Shabbat Torah was made of 10 isaron loaves, giving me a total of 10 isaron, I then compared the matzah to the chometz, giving me a total of 10 isaron by the matzah. And this went smooth. And we didn't say that the chometz Shabbat Torah was a dover halomei behekish, and therefore usher lalamei behekish. To the contrary, we're looking at the Chomei Shabbat Torah as a we'll call it a non-routine hekesh, but rather as information that's inherent and hence able to teach me to the matzah shebetoida. Continuing in the Gemara, Elolaman di Omar have hekesh, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, who viewed the chomet shebetoida, or who viewed heimenu v'davar acher as a hekesh, that even though some of the information was inherent, but after you say that other information was derived through hekesh, it, in this case the chomet shebetoida, cannot turn around and teach me to the matzah shebetoida. So how is it that we determine that there are 10 isurim by the matzah shebetoida? My ikal lemeimar. The Gemara answers, Taviu Ribuihu. The word Taviu, you'll notice we have little arrows to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, between the Gemara and the Tosfos. If you scan back to the third line from the top, you'll notice another arrow. On that line, you saw the word Taviu in the case of the Shtei Alechem. So the word Taviu is a word that serves as a Ribui. And Rashi explains in the middle of the wide lines under the Gemara, you'll notice Taviu Ribuihu. Larabos, it comes to include, when you're learning about the Shtei Halechem, you should realize that you're also learning concerning the Toda as well. Taviu Ribuihu. Larabos Chometz Shebetoda Shekol Shtayim Sheboi Yushtayim Isroinim. Just like the Shnei HaLechem were two loaves, each one Isaron, so too the Chometz, every two loaves would be two Isaron. If you happen to have 10 loaves, still have 10 Isaron. But when you're learning about the Shnei HaLechem, it's as if the matzah, the chometz, is written in explicitly. The fact that the word toviu represents a ribui for the chometz shebetoda, it is where we have license to say that together with the shtei alechem, the Torah is talking about the chometz shebetoda. And that's what Rashi says, v'havi keman dechsiv begufei belachmei toida. It's as if this statistic of every two loaves is two isaron. It's as if it's written explicitly by the korban toda itself, by the chomet shebetoda. For lo mishtei halechem gamri, Rashi says, and it's not a function of having derived the chomet shebetoda from the shtei halechem, but rather when the Torah talks about two loaves, two isaron, by the Shtei Alechem, at the same time, it is talking simultaneously, every two loaves of the Chometz is also two Isaron. Then, to learn from the Chometz Shebetoda to the Matzah Shebetoda would be a one-stage Hekesh. And that is quite okay. The Gemara continues with a quote from the Mishnah, HaPesach Eino Nechal, and it mentions in the Mishnah, Ela Ad Chatzos, until midnight. Man Tana, who is the author, or who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says the Pesach is eaten only until Chatzos? Omer of Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah he. This conforms to Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and hence he would be the author of our Mishnah, and not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, we'll see shortly, that the Zman Achilas Pesach was till the morning, and not just until Chatzos. Desanya, we have a Tanaic source that presents this Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Desanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Nemar Kan Balailo Hazeh, it says with regard to Achilas Korban Pesach, Balailo Hazeh, Venemar Lahalon, V'avarti beretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Ma lahalon ad chatzos. Just like the posuk of V'avarti beretz Mitzrayim, which was a reference to the makas b'choros, the killing of the firstborn, took place at Chatzos, afkan, so too with regard to Achilas Korban Pesach ad Chatzos. It can be eaten until midnight, but no longer. Amar le Rabbi Kiva, v'alo kfar ne'emar v'achaltem oisoi b'chipazon, which equals ad shas chipazon. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Pasuk says, regarding the Achilas Pesach, it's to be eaten until the time of haste. What's the time of haste? When they left Mitzrayim. And that took place at the morning. Im kein ma tam adomer b'laylo hazeh. So according to Rabbi Kiva, what does he do with the expression of the expression of b'laylo hazeh that's found in Shmos Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches? We've included the pasuk on the inside margin where it says v'ichlu es habosar hazeh tzli'eshu matzus amrom yochluhu. We have to correct ourselves a little bit, simply to say that the posuk that Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah cited of Balaylo Hazeh with regard to the Korban Pesach, what does Rabbi Kiva do with that? So the Gemara answers, Sheyachol Yehei Kechol HaKotchim. Without this posuk, I would have thought that the Korban Pesach is treated like other sacrifices. Hanecholim Bayom. All other sacrifices that are eaten on the day that they're sacrificed. You have the day of sacrifice in which to eat it, and generally speaking, the following night as well. In the case of the Korban Pesach, it was slaughtered on the day of the 14th of Nisan, but it was not eaten on the day of the 14th of Nisan. It was eaten the night after, namely the night with which the 15th of Nisan began. How do I know that? Talmud Lomar Balaylo. Balaylo Yehei Ne'echal V'eino Ne'echal Bayom. This unique feature of it not being eaten on the day that it is slaughtered, but rather waiting till nightfall, that is learned from Balaylo Hazeh. Omar le Abaye. Abaye addresses Rav Yosef and says, Umimai de Rav Elozer ben Azariah Doraisa, who is to insist that our Mishnah that says that the Pesach is eaten till Chatzos is according to Rav Elozer ben Azariah, and that the Mishnah is represents a Doraisa halacha, that min ha-Torah you're not allowed to eat beyond Chatzos. Dilma d'Rabbanan ulaharchik min ho'avera. Maybe the Mishnah represents a stance of a rabbinic nature, which would say that you really have all night to eat it, but stop at Chatzos so as to keep people distant from stumbling, from going over. Namely, if you would allow them the entire night to eat, they might eat into the morning. And then at that point they would be eating nosar. So the rabbis instituted a fence, so to speak, a siog, a gzera, and said, distance yourself from the actual offense and stop early, namely at Chatzos. So maybe our Mishnah is not Rav Elozer ben Azariah, but rather it would be it could very well be Lefi Rabbi Akiva, and the Chatzos time is simply a din de Rabbanan. The Gemara answers no. I know that our Mishnah is talking on a Doraisa level, and hence has to be Rav Elozer ben Azariah. In Cain, my Elo. The Mishnah says it's Necha Elo ad Chatzos. It could have said V'nechal ad Chatzos. So this language of the Mishnah that says the Pesach is Einu Nechal Elo ad Chatzos indicates that we're talking on a Doraisa level. And this is explained by the Gemara, Elo my Elo, Imkain my Elo, Elo ki hasam. Just like the other things that are mentioned, namely nighttime, and minuyov, that you have to be appointed to it, and sli. Ki hasam, ma hasam daraisa, just like those elements, lailo, minuyov, and sli, are of a Torah nature, afkan, so too with regard to chatzos, nami daraisa. That's a time that is a Torah time, and not a mere rabbinic fence. Looking at the Rashi, a few lines from the bottom, elo, why doesn't the Mishnah, when it deals with the Korban Pesach, just use the common expression like it dealt with the other Korbanos and say, yet the Mishnah didn't say that. It said, Elo ad chatzos. So, ki hasam, Rashi goes on, Dumyo delailum nuyav utzli tanya. The Mishnah, when teaching chatzos, is trying to teach it just like the other elements associated with a Pesach. Laila, the menuyov being appointed to it, and sli, the roasting of it, which are doraisa. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.